Several seconds passed. No reply. Teresa? She was gone. Thomas felt as if that bubble of air in his chest had burst, releasing toxins into his body. His stomach hurt, and the thought of running the rest of the day suddenly depressed him. In some ways, he wanted to tell Minho about how he and Teresa could talk, to share what was happening before it made his brain explode. But he didn't dare. Throwing telepathy into the whole situation didn't seem like the grandest of ideas. Everything was weird enough already. Thomas put his head down and drew in a long, deep breath. He would just keep his mouth shut and run. Two breaks later, Minho finally slowed to a walk as they headed down a long corridor that ended in a wall. He stopped and took a seat against the dead end. The ivy was especially thick there. It made the world seem green and lush, hiding the hard, impenetrable stone. Thomas joined him on the ground, and they attacked their modest lunch of sandwiches and sliced fruit. "This is it," Minho said after his second bite. "We've already run through the whole section. Surprise, surprise, no exits." Thomas already knew this, but hearing it made his heart sink even lower. Without another word, from himself or Minho, he finished his food and readied himself to explore. To look for who knew what. For the next few hours, he and Minho scoured the ground, felt along the walls, climbed up the ivy in random spots. They found nothing, and Thomas grew more and more discouraged. The only thing interesting was another one of those odd signs that read, "World in Catastrophe, Kill Zone Experiment Department." Minho didn't even give it a second glance. They had another meal, searched some more. They found nothing, and Thomas was beginning to get ready to accept the inevitable, that there was nothing to find. When wall closing time rolled around, he started looking for signs of grievers, was struck by an icy hesitation at every corner. He and Minho always had knives clasped firmly in both hands, but nothing showed up until almost midnight. Minho spotted a griever disappearing around a corner ahead of them, and it didn't come back. 30 minutes later, Thomas saw one do the exact same thing. An hour after that, a griever came charging through the maze right past them, not even pausing. Thomas almost collapsed from the sudden rush of terror. He and Minho continued on. "I think they're playing with us," Minho said a while later. Thomas realized he'd given up on searching the walls and was just heading back toward the glade in a depressed walk. From the looks of it, Minho felt the same way. "What do you mean?" Thomas asked. The keeper sighed. "I think the creators want us to know there's no way out. The walls aren't even moving anymore. It's like this has all just been some stupid game and it's time to end. And they want us to go back and tell the other gladers. How much you want to bet when we get back we find out a griever took one of them just like last night? I think Gally was right. They're going to just keep killing us." Thomas didn't respond, felt the truth of what Minho said. Any hope he'd felt earlier when they'd set out had crashed a long time ago. "Let's just go home," Minho said, his voice weary. Thomas hated to admit defeat, but he nodded in agreement. The code seemed like their only hope now, and he resolved to focus on that. He and Minho made their way silently back to the glade. They didn't see another griever the whole way.